I harvest and farm oysters on my own reefs, and I chase shrimp about 9 months out the year to catch them and sell them. It is a business. It is first and foremost a business. But to us, it's also a way of life, which is slowly being taken away from us, eroding away from us. You know, so we're scared of death. My reefs right now, my oyster reefs, are 95% dead. So who knows if it didn't make it up in this ecosystem here. This is what we call Bybee Avenue Swamp. It used to be a swamp. It used to be a cypress swamp. And right now, I'm just looking at what is the cypress knees, and I'm looking at some little boxes where they're trying to plant some cypress trees, and they actually got a little green sticking out of them. So this is awesome to see this. I see a big, open, vast area of water, nice, calm. It's got some seagulls flying in the air. And further in the distance, I can see the bridges. I can see different microwave towers, something that wasn't here when I was a kid. A lot of progress, a lot of destruction. What's important to me, you're seeing what the mistakes that have been made. They built the Mississippi River Gulf Outlet to allow one company to have big container ships to come and bypass the Mississippi River and unload the cargo right here on France Road. So when it did, it opened up an area that was eroding already. So the salt water came in, and it took this marsh, which was almost pure fresh water when I was a kid, and made it brackish water. Then the salt water overtook it, so it killed all the freshwater aquatic vegetation, a lot of the freshwater species. So you lost a lot. Quite a lot. The state is about ready to get a bunch of money from the BP settlement to where they could restore coastal Louisiana. Now, I'm not against restoring coastal Louisiana. I'm just against the way they want to do it. Because if they use these large freshwater diversions the manner that they can prescribe, I will not have any oysters. I will not have any shrimp to catch. And it's actually going to kill more land than it's going to put up. It's going to kill the established marsh that's there. For the last 20 years, I've been sitting on different coastal management panels, and they all come up with these grand ideas, and most of them have PhD behind the name, but from what they understand, what's going to happen out here in this environment, from what I've seen, they understand. I'm almost 60 years old, so I've been looking at this for 50 years, you know. That PhD behind the name can stand for Pizza Hut Delivery, because they just have no idea what's going to happen. But the problem is, the world respects them because they have that PhD, and they discount what we know. You know, and then people, you know, criticize the commercial advocates for standing in the way of coastal restoration, and I just got to laugh at it. I said, you know, I am dependent on that environment more than you and anybody else. I said, but, you know, I know it's going to happen because I've seen it. I've watched it. And for us, it's a double-edged sword. Well, do you want Louisiana just to fall away so y'all can make a living? You know, so you get put on the offensive all the time, on the defensive all the time. I'm sorry. You know, I want to make a living, but I also want to keep the land. So let's figure out a way to do it better. This here, from what I've seen here, the best thing is to run a freshwater system here where you have an overflow. So if you develop a circulatory system where you pump in fresh water to a certain level, and then it goes up over, then it bleeds out, and it runs over the land, it won't hurt me as a fisherman, and actually the nutrients will drop out as it goes over the land, and then it'll stay there and it won't get into the water system. But that's expensive, that takes time. But, you know, I want a result. To me, I prefer a result. But I'd like to see it come back, you know, before I go, which I don't know how long it's gonna be. It is a part of Southeast Louisiana. It's part of our history, it's part of our heritage, and it's part of what makes us unique. You know, where you can crawl right over a levee, you know, pull up in a car, crawl right over a levee and catch some crabs, catch some fish, see some birds. Can't do that everywhere. I'd like to see it restored and vital again for the next generation. I mean, a lot of fighting I do, you know, I preface it with, I say, no, I'm not fighting for me right here. I only got a few more years left to go. You know, I said, I'm fighting for the group that's under me and the group that's under them.